Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Yen with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 12 of the NFL season came to a close Monday night in Santa Clara with the Niners beating the Panthers 20-9. Niners running back Christian McCaffrey rushed for 89 yards and a touchdown. He was also targeted 7 times for 53 yards. He now leads the NFL with receptions as a running back. Elsewhere, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow expected to return Thanksgiving Day against the Ravens after being out since week 2 with a grade 3 turf toe injury. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski announced his rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders will remain the starter entering week 13 after his first start and a victory despite rookie Dylan Gabriel clearing concussion protocol. And the Giants have parted ways with their defensive coordinator Shane Bowen after their overtime loss to the Lions. Outside linebackers coach Charlie Bowen will serve as the interim DC for the time being. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm Kevin Wilts.
CHP entering Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period. Federal funds secured for new Santa Margarita Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m., CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seat belts and driving safely. CHP says during last year's holiday enforcement period for Thanksgiving, 36 people died in crashes across California. 14 vehicle occupants were killed within CHP jurisdiction. Six of them were not wearing a seatbelt. CHP also says they made more than 1,100 arrests for driving under the influence during this same time period. Whether you're driving across town or across the state, CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Holidays were meant for celebration and connection, not loss. Representatives Lude Carbajal's office announced that a federal grant has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station replacement project. The grant totals just over $1 million to help complete the replacement of the existing station. Carbajal's office says, quote, "For too long, local firefighters have been forced to operate out of a flood-prone station. We're ensuring they can stay focused on saving lives and not worry about defending their own base of operations." Carbajal's office says he championed the funding over the course of the past year's federal budget negotiations and was signed into law earlier this month. The funding is secured through the Community Project Funding Initiative, first launched in 2022. California Office of Traffic Safety awards over $650,000 in grants to slow county agencies. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The California Office of Traffic Safety has awarded over $650,000 in grants to various county agencies. The Public Health Department received around $264,000, and the Behavioral Health Department received $155,000. The Public Health Department grant will go to strengthening its bicycle and pedestrian safety program. According to the county's health agency, San Luis Obispo has one of the highest rates of bicycle-related injuries and fatalities among cities of its size in California. College-age individuals are at the highest risk for bicycle-related injuries and fatalities. To address this, the Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Program promotes safe walking and biking habits while encouraging drivers to share the road responsibly. The grant to the Behavioral Health Department will support the Youth Traffic Safety Initiative, which goes to youth-led campaigns and community outreach to promote safe driving. The City of Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy a candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season with this free event in the downtown city park. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting this week. Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, but no meeting for this week was scheduled. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. In sports for the NFL, the 49ers beat the Panthers in Monday Night Football 20-9. On Thursday, the Packers will face the Lions, the Chiefs will go against the Cowboys, and the Ravens will face the Bengals. In the NBA, the Kings beat the Timberwolves 117-112, the Warriors over the Jazz 143-117, the Rockets beat the Suns 114-92, the Pelicans over the Bulls 143-130, the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 125-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Wizards will go against the Hawks, and the Magic will face the 76ers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Political allies raising money to defend Dana Williamson, the former chief of staff for Governor Newsom, pleading not guilty to federal charges. She embezzled campaign money from ex-state attorney general Javier Becerra two other political consultants are cutting plea deals in the case. Congressional Democrats holding a field hearing in Los Angeles about the ICE raids taking place in that city for the past 6 months. Congressman Robert Garcia says those who violate the law, even those in uniform, have to be held accountable.
In this country, no one is above the law, and the Constitution protects everyone.
And 35-year-old Army Specialist Amanpreet Thind of New Jersey, still missing after being pulled out to sea by a powerful wave on the Big Sur coastline Saturday.
The Coast Guard helicopter did have a sighting of someone in the water. They were able to keep eyes on him, but the conditions of the water, the currents, the swells, unfortunately made it so that person could not be retrieved.
Monterey County Sheriff Spokesman Andres Rosas, John Gilliland, California News.
It's finally here, Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. Take 30% off MAC foundations and lip colors. Save $100 on the iconic Dyson Airwrap. And starting Tuesday, shop mascaras for $14 and lip colors for $12. Perfect for stocking up. To make it super easy, shop online and pick up in store or get same day delivery. Head into Ulta Beauty and shop Black Friday deals now through November 29th. Ulta Beauty, gifting happens here.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 88-22.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already must file with the county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would also limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1, 2027. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 70, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. 70 for your Thanksgiving, upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid 60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Hi, Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at cajons.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. We got a report out on retail sales from September this morning. The government shutdown delayed report showing consumers moderated their spending after splurging over the summer. Sales increased 0.2% from August. That is below the 0.4% increase expected. Data from Bank of America suggesting that higher income consumers are driving much of the gain. The report comes just before the crucial winter holiday season kicks off this weekend, when retailers can earn as much as a fifth of their revenues for the year. Industry forecasters expect modest sales gains this year compared with last year's holiday. We also got a disappointing consumer confidence report showing Americans soured on the current economy and their prospects for the future, with worries growing over the ability to find a job. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles, not only construction drawings and blueprints, but they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics. They're on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Sometimes Old West lawmen chased an outlaw only until he was out of sight. He was lucky. Then there were the unlucky outlaws that were chased by Harvey Whitehill. Following the Civil War, Harvey Whitehill did some mining in New Mexico. As one of the founders of Silver City, New Mexico, he ended up their sheriff. Whitehill was the first person to arrest a young William Bonney for a petty theft. Bonney was to later become famous as Billy the Kid. But Sheriff Whitehill's true nature came out after a November 24, 1883 train robbery. Four men held up a Southern Pacific train near Deming, New Mexico, killing the train's engineer. Wells Fargo and Southern Pacific placed a reward of $2,000 on the head of each of the robbers. This whetted the appetite of semi-retired Sheriff Whitehill. Whitehill searched the scene of the crime and found a discarded out-of-the-area newspaper. He traced it back to the subscriber, who was a storekeeper. The storekeeper remembered using it to wrap some food bought by a local black cowboy named George Washington Cleveland. Whitehill found Cleveland and arrested him. Although Whitehill had no idea who else was involved in the train robbery, he told Cleveland, "I arrested you for killing that train engineer. I already have your partners," and they talked. Cleveland spilled his guts. The three other outlaws were arrested. But the four outlaws didn't get a chance to go to trial because they escaped from jail. When the posse caught up with the four, Cleveland was killed, and two others were captured, only to mysteriously die at the end of a rope on their way back to jail. Although the fourth person temporarily escaped, he was eventually captured. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen
or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The California Office of Traffic Safety has awarded over $650,000 in grants to various county agencies. The Public Health Department received around $264,000, and the Behavioral Health Department received $155,000. These grants will go to bicycle and traffic safety programs. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season for this free event. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The TSA expects to screen about 18 million people at the nation's airports from today until next Tuesday.
Today it's the busiest day for air travel with 52,000 flights scheduled nationwide. So where are people headed this holiday season? According to AAA, the top Thanksgiving destination this year is Florida, then California, New York, and Hawaii.
Fox's Brooke Tiller at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Ukraine agrees to a peace deal brokered by the U.S., but how would any plan be enforced?
Putin's a thug. It works because force is all he knows. If the force is real behind it, not some sort of a nice agreement that Belarus and Russia signed on to and never met.
California Congressman Daryl Issa earlier on Fox Business. Paris prosecutor reports four more arrests connected to the Louvre jewel heist. America's listening to Fox News.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash.
every Friday in November. Win up to $5,000 cash or taxi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunshine later on, highs near in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40, and will be at 70 degrees for your Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a couple of clouds for your Thanksgiving Thursday. Upper 60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday, Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:50 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, and do remember it well. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the gorgeous doors. Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Barry will have on Wendy Durovan. First-hand news from Israel, what's going on, the political state there, and also the relationship with the United States moving forward. Then Edward Ring, the Director of Water and Energy at the California Policy Center. A lot of things. How outsourcing California's oil production is destroying the environments elsewhere. California's precarious and counterproductive energy policies. And then why common-sense solutions to California's self-imposed water shortage continues to be ignored. So there you have a lot this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. And, of course, freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, and 238-KPRL as we're ready to go. We're ready to go. And another one, this one from not on the text, but from the email, which has me as being weird. Kevin, you're weird. All the foods you don't like at Thanksgiving are good. Expand your palate. Well, if they were good, I would eat them. So I'm not going to expand. Simple as that. Tell you what, you can assume the ones that I don't like for me. But no. I don't want to. Chris, is there something you can remember off the top of your head where you didn't like when you were young, but you like now?
Most vegetables.
So you like them now?
Yes, I do. I do like veggies.
Okay. All right.
They go great in a lot of dishes, especially when you prepare them correctly.
So they have to be in with something, not by themselves. They can't be standalones.
I guess not. I mean, what's standalone? Does salt and pepper count?
Well, just having green beans by themselves out of a can or fresh.
No, probably not.
Not what? You would
eat? I probably wouldn't eat them.
Okay.
Just straight out of a can by themselves.
All right. Okay. That's why everybody has their own. Let's see here on the text, Kevin. Okay, this the home ec lady loves homemade cranberry sauce, not the weird canned stuff. I have videos out on YouTube and Facebook on how to make it. I can't stand green bean casserole or candied yams. Yuck. I like fresh, flavorful side dishes. Well, I just like side dishes that taste good. I'm not getting into the vegetable stuff. I just don't want to do that. All right. Also, last hour I mentioned that the professor, not the professor, but the president at Cal Poly, Armstrong, he's getting a little raise as others are. The CSU executive base pay was approved, well, I guess last Wednesday. And excluding deferred compensation and performance-based pay eligibility. Now, this ties in with the fact that the colleges here in California, they're getting a little heat from potential students and students to based on, I don't know what the agreement is on the tuition because there's going to be another increase. So here you go for a state that has no money. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong. He was making $509,000 a year. He's getting a raise to $611,000. How about that? That's not too shabby, is it? $100,000 raise. Kids pay the price, or you and I pay the price. So, anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. On the text, no, we already had that regarding some driving things there. So do give us a call on just about anything you may be interested in talking about. And also, again, I need to remind you of the schedule that's coming up this week, and then it'll be a little bit more involved as we get closer to Christmas. So tomorrow, the station will be closing at 2 o'clock. And on Thursday, we will have no show. We will have specials having to do with this Thanksgiving holiday. And then at 9 o'clock, I got a little 25-minute special before we go to the triple header for football. And that will be Pat Summerall, John Madden, and some classic calls from radio over the years, but particularly the Madden and Summerall combination with the banter those two enjoyed for many, many years. It's fun to listen to. It's fun to listen to. And then on Friday, Darcy and Kenny will not be here. Again, I'll have specials pertaining to the holiday. And since the country store historically on 2 days after Thanksgiving has been dead, you know, maybe two or three phone calls, it is not going to happen. We're going to continue an extra couple of hours of pure country on Saturday morning. But Jimmy will be in and Gary has the jukebox all set and ready to go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, first of all, have you ever had cranberries on a turkey sandwich? Because it's really good.
No, I will never try it.
What about the jellied kind that comes in a can? Have you ever tried that?
I will never try it.
Okay. But now my other question is, I need to know how to get a hold of that ebook. I didn't get to hear your whole show yesterday, but just the tail end of it sounded really good. What a smart lady to do something like that, because that's missing in schools, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, as Jamie and I talked about, it's also missing not just in schools, but it covers many generations because it's such a well put together and easy to read book. It's not that long on, you know, some simple things that we take or that we do every day.
I have one granddaughter that needs it bad.
Well, this may show my age or my prejudice, but I think every mother should buy this for their sons.
Well, I could send it to my son, too.
Because fortunately, my mom was not going to have any of the maid service on her part. She taught all of us, my brother and sister, on how to do things around.
Well, I did that pretty much, too. But financial stuff is what's really important, too.
Yeah, so it's, do you have a pen or pencil available?
Let me get one. Okay, really quick here. I don't want to get too close to the radio.
Okay.
I hate to miss a word you say.
All right. It's home. H-O-M-E.
H-O-M-E?
Well, let me finish. H-O-M-E. E-C-E-X Press.com. So it's HomeEcExpress.com.
Oh, HomeEcExpress.com. Okay, got that.
Okay, and I think also later today we should probably have that on our website as well, the link to Jamie's book.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. That was wonderful.
Okay,
Let me know when we need a whole gang of people to go to the school board meetings and start really getting in their faces.
Well, okay, I just got this from our Southern Division Solutions Administrator. All the links to her website and book are listed in the Sound Off podcast section. So if you go to our website, you'll find that information there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This is one of these things, kind of like if you heard me a couple of times on the Country Store when I'm filling in for Diane regarding the rainbow vacuum. This, when I looked at this over the weekend because Jamie sent it to me, and it's how to adult almost everything you should know before going out into the world. And it sounds like it's just for younger people, but it's not. She covers the gamut from food, clothing, money, and the how-tos around the house, emergencies, manners, engaging with others, thank yous, compliments, and it's amazing, and it's not long-winded. Let's just put it that way. It's just boom, boom, boom. You can read it, and again, man, if I'm particularly a guy, I'm giving my son this, heading off to college, or just even now, so they can learn what to do. And this has to do, again, it covers everything. It's amazing. It's a how-to, simplicity. Simplicity 101. That's what we like. So anyway, just a couple of things. It was a nice hearing from her. I think for those of you that didn't hear any of the show, that she's had a big pickup truck for many, many years, and she's in Oklahoma now, and I think her registration fee on it was $87 for 2 years. $87 for 2 years in Oklahoma, and the roads are nice. Noticed that. And also, most every other state. Again, recently I was in Maryland, and the roads there were very nice. Very nice. It's a different world when you head out of the Golden State. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I already got that one. All right, so we've got plenty of time here on the Morning Exchange, KPRL. The home ec and the information for Jamie is on the website. So there you go. And then what else? Oh, I finished with that on the schedule for the Thanksgiving, the next few days. So and we've been doing that for a while. So anyway, and then heading into the new year, again, we'll have between Karen, Susanna, Barry, and Darcia, and Kenny, they're going to be taking some time off. I'm trying to see at least. Okay, so when the holiday comes, like, you know, on a Wednesday, Thursday, you have Christmas Eve, then Christmas, and then the Friday, those are what we call in radio as dead days. And obviously the same thing for the New Year's. Those are dead days. So we'll have specials for us, for you. The ones after Christmas obviously will not be about Santa Claus or anything like that. They have, matter of fact, I found some pretty cool stuff to do. There's some many, many classic movies where they put together these pieces on how they were done, put together and so forth, such as Psycho, Casablanca, and a few others, and maybe even some TV shows on how it all came together and some of the stuff behind the scenes, which is interesting to many people on how it happened or how it almost didn't happen in some cases. There's a lot of stories regarding that. And I always found what's interesting in some movies is who the original cast members were, or they, you know, not were, but were trying to get. And it's funny because when they turn into memorable movies, you can't picture it without the person who helped make it a memorable movie. But that's just not only showbiz, it just what happens and things click. And that's one of the reasons why, boy, we like them. We like the movies. There was one on last night that, because I go to bed so early, that I didn't able to complete watching it. And I watched bits and pieces of it because I don't like all of the movie. You know, there's some parts in it, but it was The Sound of Music. I like the story, the historical content of the story. But there's just, like with many musicals, I don't like all the dancing. And I'm not saying that all of it I don't like, but most of it I don't like. So, like with the Marx Brothers, I hated when they, even when I was younger, I hated when they started doing the musical stuff in the Marx Brothers movies. So, anyway, to each his own. It's why I don't expand my palate with cranberries and other things. So, all right, let's see here. What's the, okay, Chris.
Yes?
Do your buddies, do they have a good sense of humor for really stupid jokes? In other words, do you deliberately, once in a while, tell your buddies a stupid joke?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. And they do the same thing.
All right. Now, when you do it, do you present it at this is a stupid joke, or do you try to, mess with them a little bit and be serious in asking a question that turns out to be a joke?
Trying to straight face it is usually the best thing. Well, because I've known them for a while, they can probably get it. But if I were newer friends with them, I'd probably present it as a stupid thing.
Okay. Well, try this one.
Sure.
You know, again, put the serious look on and you're talking about, you know, maybe thanks. Well, not maybe, but thanks. You know, say, hey, you know, whatever the name is. Hey, Jim, I said, you know, what do you think the key is to a great Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know, Kevin. What?
A turkey. Would that be too stupid?
I think it'd be, I don't even get what the punchline is.
Turkey. What's the key?
Oh,
what's
okay.
The key to a great Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay. Well, for that to have impact, you might have to put a little bit more emphasis on the key and not just say a turkey.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So you can tell the joke better than I can. So, or if you even call that a joke, I don't know what you would call it. But anyway, so give it a try. And if they don't punch you or something like that, you'll know that you did good. Speaking of that, I mean, speaking of food, I guess, I never knew this until today. Many of you may remember the song, The Alice's Restaurant Massacre. That's from Arlo Guthrie, the son of Woody Guthrie. Again, I didn't know this. It was on this day in 1965... that Arlo Guthrie and a friend, after finding the local dump closed, dispose of a half ton of Alice's garbage down a hillside. The garbage contained bottles, garbage, and paper to fill up a VW microbus. The police searched through the trash and found an envelope that led them to the culprits. And get this. They were each fined $25 in order to clean up the trash. And this was the basis for Guthrie's big hit song, Alice's Restaurant Massacre. I had no idea about that at all. At all. My goodness. All right. So there you have it. Again, some of you may remember this. The 1984. I was in my second year of radio and I had to play this silly song. But let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Could you turn down the radio, please?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay.
At Alice's Restaurant, we play that every Thanksgiving. It's just great. I got to tell you a real quick one. I was having Thanksgiving dinner last year. I sat down. I looked at my mother-in-law, and I meant to say, excuse me, would you please pass the cranberry sauce? But I made a Freudian mistake, and I said, you witch. You ruined my life. Bada bing.
Okay. Touche. All right. Freudian. That's a hell of a Freudian slip to go with that. We've all made them, though. Not for jokes. We've all made them. A lot of them we can't tell on the radio. Rules will not allow us to do so. The decency laws and so forth. But they were, when that happens, I know in my lifetime that they were not meant as they came out. They just came out that way, and it's like, oops. Amazingly, it's, well, for the most part, it's never happened on the radio. For the most part. There are a couple that were, I guess you consider, close. And both of them had to do with birthdays. Let's see here. Yeah, both of them had to do with birthdays, but they weren't, you know, foul language or anything like that. So, all right, let's see here. For those of you, probably, it's funny how over the years you kind of lose contact with things. I don't know if soap operas on television are popular anymore. I know they used to be, you know, what, late morning or early afternoon. It was big time. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, As the World Turns, Guiding Light, and some of the others. But when the afternoon talk shows started to come on, and more news and more sports and more classic movies because of the expansion of the cable networks, again, that's just my assumption. I really don't know. Don't keep track of it. Well, the end of network radio soap operas occurred in 1960 on this day, when the last broadcast of the network radio soap operas Ma Perkins, Right to Happiness, The Second Mrs. Burton, and Young Dr. Malone broadcast their last episodes. And that was, Ma Perkins was the only one that I would remember, because years ago we used to play old-time radio shows on the weekends. And Gangbusters, I can't remember all the names of the shows, but Ma Perkins was one of them. Maybe even Bob and Ray. But anyway, so that long ago, and the television, again, I don't know where it stands. Chris, have you ever watched a soap opera?
I don't think I have.
There are some shows that you might, well, some may consider soap operas, a continuing series of things. I'm not talking about Law and Order or anything like that, but just other shows that they have the plot and that goes on and on and on, and that's what the soap operas did for the most part. So anyway, just a couple of things there in history. And then also, what did we have in history? The something that many of you probably learned years ago. Oh, no, let me back this one up. In 1973, I'm sure many of you remember this one. United States President Tricky Dick calls for a ban on the sale of gasoline on Sundays in response to the Arab oil embargo. The crisis began the previous month when OPEC, plus Egypt and Syria, declared an oil embargo on the United States, Canada, Japan, and the Netherlands and the UK for supporting the Israeli during the Yom Kippur War. The embargo targeted the U.S. for resupplying the Israeli military during the war. By the time the embargo was lifted in March, the price of oil had risen nearly 400%, from nearly $3 a barrel to nearly $12, and the President Nixon declared a national energy crisis following the embargo. Well, same thing also happened with the gas lines, I think, that was under Jimmy Carter as well. So we've had this issue for quite a few years.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. The Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, but no meeting was scheduled for this week. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. Representatives Lude Carball's office announced that a federal grant has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station replacement project. The grant totals just over $1 million to complete the replacement for the existing station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Barry will have on Wendy Durovin. First-hand news from Israel. What's life since the ceasefire and the prospects for a lasting peace? And also, what about the relationships with the United States? And Edward Ring, the director of water and energy at the California Policy Center. Lots to go over regarding that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.